Welcome to The Lamb Lens, where we bring clarity to the world of finance. I'm Kelsey Berryman, Senior Wealth Strategy Associate at The Lamb Group, joined by Evans Lamb, Managing Director, Wealth Management, and Senior Portfolio Manager at UBS Financial Services, Inc. Our team is located in Pasadena, California, and you can reach out to us at evans.lamb@ubs.com. Our goal is simple: to educate, debunk financial myths, and share our team's lens on the markets.
Welcome to this week's episode of The Lamb Lens. I am Nicole Chen, Client Associate of The Lamb Group, located in Pasadena of UBS Financial Services, Inc. In episode one of The Money Talk, we talked about relationships between inflation and money. Today's episode is all about expectations, credibility, and why the Fed thinks forward. Inflation is pretty much behavioral. If people expect higher inflation tomorrow, they behave differently today. Workers will negotiate higher wages, businesses will raise prices in anticipation, and consumers accelerate their purchases. This creates a feedback loop. Economists call this the rational expectations theory, but the idea is pretty simple. People price in the future. That's why the Fed pays such close attention to inflation expectations rather than where it's been. Today, headline inflation sits at the low 3% range, but short-term consumer inflation expectations have increased to around 4.8%. At the same time, long-term market-based expectations remain closer to 2 to 3%. This divergence matters. Consumers tend to react more emotionally to visible prices like food and gasoline, while markets react to the policy credibility and long-term fundamentals. That distinction is critical. Individuals are more naturally reactive when markets are volatile. Central banks, by contrast, must stay steady and predictable. In early 2026, geopolitical tensions pushed energy prices higher. But it's important to remember that the Fed cannot stop wars or control oil prices. What it can do is communicate clearly, maintain consistency, and anchor expectations. Long-term inflation expectations remain stable precisely because markets believe that the Fed will not overreact to these supply shocks or abandon its mandate. Over the past few years, the Fed tightened aggressively to restore their credibility, paused when policy became sufficiently restrictive, and signaled patience rather than panic. From the money supply M2 and economic growth discussed in our last episode, the Fed might not have been always perfect, but they always try to stay disciplined and credible. From a client's perspective, this environment has important implications. Stable inflation expectations support equities despite their volatility, credit markets continue to function, and long-term capital remains invested. As long as expectations stay anchored, periods of volatility tend to reshape rather than derail the entire market cycle. The final takeaway is straightforward. It's not about which economic theory is correct or wrong, and it's not about who happens to lead the central bank at any moment of time. What matters is whether the institution remains credible, transparent, and consistent. As long as these pillars are upheld, the central bank remains a stabilizing force and money continues to function as money. We hope you enjoyed this short series, and we look forward to having you join us on the next one.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Lamb Lens. You can visit us at advisors.ubs.com/The Lamb Group for more information. See you next week. This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review the client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.